sahana bhavatu, sahanau punaktu, sahaviryam karavavahai, tejasvinavatitamastu ma vidvishavahai. Om shanti shanti shantihi. Om purnamadah purnamidam purnat purnamudachate purnasya purnamadaya purnameva vasishyate. Om shanti shanti shantihi. I'm going to get the other version also from Swami Vagishananda, and I'm going to have the two versions on here so we know both of them. Because sometimes in the temple they'll chant the one that I'm used to chanting. Sometimes Swamiji will chant this one. So let's try this one one more time. Repeat after me. Om Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate. Om Purnamadav Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Purnameva Vasishyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti 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 Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. This is the way that Swami Vagishananda chants it on his Vedic chanting tape, so that's why we have this one like this here. Okay. Okay, so let's start now with Gananam. And we're going to go all the way through both pages in this particular order. So let's start with together. We'll just chant this together with Om from Om Gananam. Om Ganana Antwa Ganapatigum Hava Mahe Kavin Kavinam Upamashravastamam Jeshtarajam Brahmanam Brahmanaspata Anashrinvanutibisi Dasadanam Mahaganapataye Namaha. Om Namaste Astu Bhagavan Vishveshwaraya Mahadevaya Trayambakaya Tripurandakaya Trikalagnikalaya Kalagnirudraya Nilakantaya Mrityunjayaya Sarveshwaraya Sadashivaya Sriman Mahadevaya Namaha. Om Shruti Smriti Purananam Alayam Karunalayam Namami Bhagavad Pada Shankaram Loka Shankaram Sadashiva Samarampam Shankaracharya Madhyamam Asmaracharya Paryantam Vande Guru Paramparam Shankaram Shankaracharyam Keshavam Badarayanam Sutrabhashakratau Vande Bhagavantau Punah Punaha Ishwaro Guru Ratmeti Murti Bheda Vibhagine Vyoma Vatsyapta Dehaya Dakshina Murtaye Namaha Gukaras Twandakaras Cha Rukaras Sannivartakaha Andhakara Nirodhitvat Guru Ritya Vidhiyate. Om Swasti Prajabhya Paripalayantam Nyayena Margena Mahim Mahishaha Go Brahmane Pyashubhamasta Nityam Loka Samasta Sukhino Pavantu Kale Varshatu Parjanyaha Prithivi Satsya Shalini Desho Yam Shobharahitaha Brahmana Santu Nirbhayaha Sarve Bhavantu Sukhinaha sarve santu niramayaha, sarve bhadrani pasyantu, ma kaschit dukkha bhag bhavet, asato ma sadgamaya, tamaso ma jyotirgamaya, mrityor ma amritam gamaya, om shanti shanti shanti.
What I think you should do, for those of you who really want, we've practiced these chants, I think, sufficiently in the class, so to learn them. But what you probably need to do is to go to the text section and do the audio with Swami Vagishananda with each one of these chants, and just practice them at home if there's something you want to learn. Because I think we've gone over it enough in class, and so I want to kind of move on from it. So let's go to Nikarmana now. Repeat after me.
Om Nikarmana na Prajaya. Om Nikarmana na Prajaya. Om Nikarmana na Prajaya. Om Nikarmana na Prajaya. Tane na Tyage naike. Tanena tyage naike, tanena tyage naike, tanena tyage naike, amritatvama nashuhu, amritatvama nashuhu, amritatvama nashuhu, amritatvama nashuhu, nakarmana na prajaya tanena. Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu. Parena na kannihitam, parena na kannihitam, parena na kannihitam, parena na kannihitam, guhayam viprajate. Guhayam viprajate, guhayam viprajate, guhayam viprajate, yadyatayo vishanti, yadyatayo vishanti, yadyatayo vishanti, yadyatayo vishanti. Parena na kannihitam guhayam, parena na kannihitam guhayam, parena na kannihitam guhayam, parena na kannihitam guhayam, vibrajate yadyatayo vishanti, vibrajate yadyatayo vishanti, viprajate yadyatayo vishanti, viprajate yadyatayo vishanti, parena na kannihitam guhayam, 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 viprajate yadyatayo vishanti.
Let's try these two lines together. We'll go a little slower.
Na karmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu, parena na kannihitam guhayam, Viprajate yat yatayo vishanti na karmana na prajayatane na tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu parena na kannihitan guhayan viprajate yat yatayo vishanti.
Repeat after me.
Na karmana na prajayatane na. Na karmana na prajayatane na. Tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu. Tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu. Parena na kannihitanguhayan. Parena nakannihitanguhayan viprajate yad yatayo vishanti viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Repeat after me again.
Nakarmana na prajayatanena. Nakarmana na prajayatanena. Tyage naike amritat Twamana shuhu Tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu Parena nakannihitanguhayan Parena nakannihitanguhayan Viprajate yad yatayo vishanti Viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Let's chant them together.
Na karmana na prajayatanena tyage naike amritatvamana shuhu parena nakam nihitanguhayan viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Let's look at the second line. Repeat after me. Parena.
Parena.
Nakan.
Nakan.
Parena nakan.
Parena nakan.
Nihitang.
Nihitang.
Nihitang. Nakan nihitang.
Nakan nihitang.
Nakan nihitang.
Nakan nihitang.
Nakan nihitang.
Nakan nihitang.
Parena nakan nihitang.
Parena nakan nihitang.
Guhayang.
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 Vibrajate.
Vibrajate.
Guhayang. Vibrajate.
Guhayang. Vibrajate.
Guhayang. Vibrajate.
Guhayang. Vibrajate.
Parena nakan nihitang. Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang vibrajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang vibrajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang viprajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang viprajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang viprajate.
Parena nakan nihitang guhayang.
Yad yatayo.
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 Vishanti.
Yad yatayo. Vishanti.
Yad yatayo. Vishanti.
Parena nakan nihitan guhayang. Vibrajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Parena nakantitam guhayam vibhajate yatyatayo ishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Top line. Nakarmana na prajaya. Tanena tyage naike.
Tanena tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Tanena tyage naike.
Tanena tyage naike.
Tanena tyage naike.
Tanena.
Tyage naike.
Tyage naike.
Amritatvam.
Amritatvam.
Anashuhu.
Anashuhu.
Amritatvam anashuhu.
Amritatvam anashuhu.
Nakarmana na prajaya dhanena tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu. Nakarma na prajaya dhanena tyagam ke naike amritatvam anashuhu. Repeat after
me. Nakarma na prajaya dhanena.
Nakarma na prajaya dhanena. Tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvam
anashuhu.
Tyage naike amritatvam
anashuhu. Tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu. Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu.
Nakarmana prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu.
Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvam anashuhu.
Nakarmana na prajaya tanena tyage naike
Parena nakan nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti.
Parena nakan.
Parena nakan nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Yang.
Yang.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Parena nakam nihitam guhayam.
Vibrajate.
Vibrajate.
Yad yatayo.
Yad yatayo.
Vishanti.
Vishanti.
Parena, yes, anything?
Is there an extra little...
I didn't fix that yet, darn it. There's an extra little R-looking thing. It should just be a bindu. I'm sorry, I forgot to fix it.
So I'm not missing something.
You're not missing something. Okay, it should be guhayang. There should be a chandra bindu there, right? Which is a little half circle with a dot. It's called a chandra. Yeah, Bill just told me. Chandra Bindu. Chandra is half a moon with a bindu is a dot. Chandra Bindu. It's a little half moon. And it's just
an. Bindi?
I guess. No, I don't know. Bindu, usually I just think of it as a dot. Bindu is a dot.
A point.
A point, yeah. So the pronunciation would be Guhayang. It's a nasalization. You know, Guhayam?
Mm-hmm.
you want to say guha yang. It's a nasalization. So it's a semi-vowel nasalization. And you see the double V there? That double V, right, the V right before the vibrajate, that's silent. So it's going to be guha yang vibrajate.
You mean the first V is silent?
Yeah. It just makes a pause.
Okay.
Just regressive assimilation.
Yeah.
Ooh. Yeah.
What did you say?
That V, that silent V, comes because of the V after it, and it's called regressive assimilation.
All it means is a pause.
I've been doing that for a long time.
So.
It came from another class.
Guha yang vibrajate. Okay. Parena nakan nihitan guha yang vibrajate. So repeat that part.
Parena nakan nihitan guha yang vibrajate.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
So is there something deleted in there that you say?
I don't think you can even see it. It's an otter that shouldn't be there. Some little or a short E or something that's not supposed to be there.
Okay. I'll just exit out.
Yeah, just exit out. I forgot to fix that darn thing. I'm sorry. I'll do it and I'll fix it on mine. Maybe at the break. It'll only take me a second to fix it, actually.
It's a real eye exercise in there.
That's why we're going over and over.
Okay. Let's up and down and back.
Let's read this. Read this together, then we're going to chant it. Okay. Na karma na with me. Na karma na na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu parena na kan nihitam guhayam viprajate yad yatayo vishanti. Everybody got it? Now repeat after me. Nakarmana na... Let me do it till I get my tone, okay? Om nakarmana na prajayatanena. Okay. Nakarmana na prajayatanena. Go ahead.
Nakarmana na...
Tanena
Tanena
Tyage Naike
Tyage Naike
Amritatvama Nashuhu
Amritatvama Nashuhu
Amritatvama Nashuhu
Amritatvama Nashuhu
Parena Nakanihitan Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Guhayang vibrajate.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Yad yatayo vishanti.
Sit together. Na karma na na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu parena nakan nihitam guhayang vibrajate yad yatayo vishanti na karma na na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu parena nakan nihitam guhayan viprajate. Sorry, I tend to miss that low te on the viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. See that? Viprajate yadyatayo vishanti. One more time and we'll take a little break. Na karma na na prajaya tanena tyage naike amritatvama nashuhu parena nakan nihitam guhayam
Viprajate yatayo vishanti.
That's sounding a lot better. Let's take just a couple of minutes to fill up our chai and whatnot. This is something, it's actually out of the Kaivalya Upanishad, but it's something that is always chanted both in temple when we're doing rituals and whenever Swamiji comes and goes. It's what we often chant. So it's just a classic that we need to know. Let me put this on pause. Okay. Ready? Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas. So just repeat after me. Vedanta Vijnana.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Sunishchitartaha.
Sunishchitartaha.
I'm sorry, I broke the Sunday there. But we'll keep the S, okay? Vedanta Vijnana.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Sunishchitartas.
Sunishchitartas.
Vedanta, third line it. Vedanta Vijnana. Sunishchitartas.
Vedanta Vijnana.
Sunishchitartas.
Sunishchita.
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 Artaha. Artas.
Artas.
Artas. Sunishchitartas.
Sunishchitartas.
Sunishchitartas. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartas.
Sannyasa Yogad.
Sannyasa Yogad.
Sannyasa Yogad.
Sannyasa Yogad.
Yatayesh Shuddha Sattvaha.
Yatayesh Shuddha.
Shuddha. That's a dental the third with the aspirate. Shuddha. Shuddha. Shuddha sattvaha.
Shuddha sattvaha.
Shuddha sattvaha.
Shuddha sattvaha.
Sannyasa yogad yatayash shuddha sattvaha.
Sannyasa yogad yatayash shuddha
sattvaha. Sannyasa yogad. Everybody see the da plus the ya there? Dya. If I break that, the da goes with the preceding word and the ya goes with the following word, okay? So that's why I'm saying it like that. Sannyasa yogad.
Sannyasa yogad.
Yatayash shuddha. Sattvaha.
Yatayash
shuddha sattvaha. Okay. Yatayash
or
yatayash? Yatayash. Okay. Yatayash shuddha sattvaha.
Yatayash shuddha sattvaha.
Okay. Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Te brahma loke tu.
Parantakale.
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 Paramritat.
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 Parimuchanti.
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 Sarve.
Sarve.
Okay, now let's look at, we'll break the Sunday and then we'll give some meanings, okay? Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchita Artaha. Say that.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchita Artha.
So they're just separate words. This is a compound, so there's no sandhi in the first words. Vedanta, it's first word. Vijnana, second word. Then Sunishchita, followed by the of Artha. Sunishchita Artaha. That is a Vasarga, right? Any vowel followed by Vasarga, followed by soft consonant or vowel. Oh, I'm sorry. Any vowel followed by a sibilant either goes to the sibilant of that, the same sibilant, or stays as a Vasarga, right? So this is Artaha. It could be either Artaha Sannyasa or Artas Sannyasa. It's an option. So here we've got, and then you've got the plus as off. So let's read this. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchita Artaha.
Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchita Artaha.
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 Okay.
Is that in pronunciation also, if it stays as a Visarga, would you pronounce it as Visarga?
You can, but I always hear it in either form being pronounced as an is. So I have to look up to see exactly if when it's a Visarga, it's pronounced. Do you know, Bill? I don't know offhand either. It's always kind of a vague thing. I always hear it, even if it's a Visarga, like Swamiji's chanting or somebody's chanting, they chant it as the is. But what the actual rule is, in terms of pronunciation, I can ask somebody. Not Swamiji.
Do they have like a grammar board, you know, like the French do? You know, they say.
They have the Panini Sutras.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I might be able to ask Vagishananda, might know. I'll ask him. Okay, now, next part. Breaking the Sandhi. First word is Sannyasa. Then yogat, dental ta, yogat.
Yogat.
And then yatayaha. See that? Sannyasa yogat yatayaha shuddha sattvaha. Go ahead.
Sannyasa yogat yatayaha shuddha
sattvaha. The from the yogat, that's actually an ablative singular ending noun. It's a dental ta. But the dental ta, when it comes together with a soft consonant or vowel, will change to the third. That's why you see yogad. That's why you see the third, the dental da there. It's a dental ta changing to a da because of the following soft consonant, yeah. So it goes, here's the words, sannyasa, yogat, yatayaha, shuddha, sattvaha. Everybody see all the sandhi there? That double sha is the optional. If you have any vowel followed by a sibilant, it goes either to Visarga or the following sibilant. Was that it, Kiki? Anything?
Yeah, I was just going to say that's the same rule as before for the...
Exactly the same rule. Right. The other rule was for sa, which is also a sibilant, right? Everybody with me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let's go to the fourth line. K. Then Brahma Loke. Those are the two words. Brahma Loke.
Brahma Loke.
Two.
Two.
Then Para Anta Kale.
Para Anta Kale.
A plus A. Para Anta Kale.
Para
Amritat is Para Amritat. Para Amritat. A plus A. Para Amritat.
Para Amritat.
Parimuchanti.
Parimuchanti.
The verb is much. Pari is the upasarga preposition that's put on in front. So parimuchanti.
Parimuchanti.
Sarve. Okay?
What's mooch?
Mooch means to liberate. To be free. To liberate. Okay. To be released. Yes. Ablative singular. Like Ramat. Yeah. Yeah. This is what it is. Really exciting. Okay. So now I'm going to go through now, and we're going to look at the meaning a little bit. Let's look at the first, what we call a compound, because all of these words are put together without any endings added on them. The compound, there's no endings until you get to the last word. The last word will have an ending, and that ending at the last word shows the placement of it grammatically in the sentence. But all of the other words in a compound have no ending. So if you see the word Vedanta, it's not Vedantasya or Vedantanam or Vedantat. It's nothing like just Vedanta, just the substantive. So Vedanta is Vedanta, Upanishads. Vijnana, the word Vijnana is meant for a particular special knowledge, as it's defined here. I'm going from the Bhasha here. So Vijnana means a Visheshik Jnanam, which means a particular knowledge, which is going to be a Hum Brahmasmi. So they're talking about the particular knowledge, the direct immediate knowledge of the Vedanta. So Vedanta Vijnana is the immediate knowledge of the Vedanta, or the special knowledge of the Vedanta, in the form.
Like Vyoga?
No, that's Vigata. Vyoga means Vigata. See, the V has different meanings.
Oh, okay.
The V is an Upasarga. It's going to have different meanings. It can be Vishesha, which means a particular knowledge, or Vigata means that which has been separated from.
Yeah.
So you have to know in the context what the particular use of the Upasarga is. So, Vedanta, Vijnana, Sunishchita. Sunishchita means firmly rooted. You know when we say Jnana Nishta or Nishya Jnanam? Firmly rooted, or also that which is, maybe a better definition than that, is that which is clearly ascertained. Sunishchita. That's a better meaning in this context. That which has been clearly understood, clearly ascertained. And artha, the word artha, means the end, the goal, the meaning, the understanding, the purpose. So we'll see in reference to this how to take that. It's in the Bhasha, it's taken in different ways. That's why I'm saying that. So artha can mean prayojanam. Prayojanam means the goal or the purpose, the end for which somebody does something. It also, artha also means for the sake of, if it's at the end of a compound. It also means the meaning or the sense of something. And artha also means an object.
Right?
Yes, mm-hmm. Artha kama means security in that sense. Mm-hmm. So artha is a very rich word, and it's used in a lot of different ways. So, but here, let's see what it means. So Vedanta, Vijnana, Sunishchitartaha. Okay? This is one compound. Then, sannyasa means renunciation, the sannyasa, taking sannyasa. Yogat. Yogat is in the ablative, so sannyasa yogat. I'll tell you what the Bhasha says on these things. So, yoga means, I'll get to it in a minute, okay? So yoga means yoga, but we'll see what yoga means. It also has different usages. Then, shuddha sattvaha. Shuddha means purity. Yatayaha means a sage or the ascetic, or in how they're using it in the Bhasha here, is the one who has understood, who has gained this knowledge. But, yeah, it's used as a jnani. Shuddha sattvaha, sometimes the word sattva is used for the antakarana. Because in sattva, rajas, and tamas, the antakarana is made of all the sattva gunas, right? The sattva aspect of all of the sattva guna of all of the sense objects. And so often the word sattva just means the antakarana. So when you, the mind. So when you say sattva shuddhi, or sattva shuddhi sattvaha, it means one whose mind is pure. And by pure, they mean free from raga and dvesha, free from likes and dislikes. So shuddha sattvaha. Okay? Then te sahatau te is the nominative plural of the pronoun saha tat. He, they two, they all. Remember the pronouns, we haven't learned pronouns yet, but the pronouns have a slightly different declension than ending nouns. The pronouns have certain differences. So te is the nominative plural. Te, they. Brahmaloke. In Brahmaloka. In the world of Brahman. In Brahmaloka. Brahmaloka is like the Satyaloka, it's the highest loka that a person can go to. So Brahmaloke tu. Tu means but. Brahmaloka. In that world which is Brahma. The world of Brahmaji means the Satyaloka. Swargaloka, I mean. The Swargaloka. Loke is in locative singular.
Is Brahmaloka a neuter?
Loka is masculine. So loke is the locative singular. If you haven't learned locative, you're going to learn it today. So they in Brahmaloka to whereas paranta kale. Antakala means at the end of time, at the final end of time, paranta kale. Anta means end, kala means time. Paranta kale means in the supreme, the final end of time. Paranta kale. That's one meaning. I'll give you another.
We need a little more room next to me.
I'm going to print this out differently, but that's right. I should have done this. Yeah. Okay. Para amritat. Para amritat. Amritat means immortality.
So beyond?
No, para amritat means that supreme, the immortality of Brahman, really, of the supreme, param. Para amritat. Parimuchanti. They are completely liberated. Pari means from all sides. Sarve means all, like te sarve. They all are completely liberated.
Ooh.
The yetis.
Oh, okay.
The Sanskrit here is not very obvious, and it's a little bit difficult. It doesn't flow really well, so you have to work on it a little bit. Let me tell you what. Tell you a little bit what it says. And
so sarve indicates they're liberated from all sides?
No. The pari means all sides. Te sarve means they all. Okay. I'll tell you how they do this in this bhasha, okay? Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartaha. That tarta artaha ramaha ramau ramaha. Artaha. Nominative plural. So they're talking about the yetis. Do you remember this word yetiyaha? Yetiyaha in here? That comes from yeti. Yetihi, like harihi, hari, hariyaha. Right? Nominative plural. So we're talking about these group of people. Sarve, nominative plural. Te, nominative plural. All of them. So all of the yetis. So this now becomes a compound that is referring to these people, the yetis, those, the jnanis. Okay? So here it says, for the Vedanta Vijnana, it says, how the Bhasha translates it, is the Vedantas, right, which are well known, means as you know what they are, the Upanishads, Vedantaha Prasiddaha. From them, Tebhyah Jatam, that which is produced, that which arises from them, Vishishtam means that particular, Vishishtam Jnanam, the particular knowledge, which is what? Aham Brahmasmi Iti. Vishishtam means particular. Vishishtam, what is the particular? Aham Brahmasmi Iti Jnanam. That Vijnanam, the Vishishta Vijnanam, that particular knowledge is what? Aham Brahmasmi. Okay? So that particular knowledge, which is born from the Avedanta, Sunishchitaha Arthaha Prayojanam, those whose Prayojanam means purpose, goal, end, is Sunishchitaha. To have well ascertained, completely ascertained that knowledge in the form of Aham Brahmasmi. So those people whose final end, whose final goal is the full and complete ascertainment of the Vedanta Vijnanam, the particular knowledge of Brahma Ahamasmi, I am Brahman, which is born from the Vedanta, from the Upanishads, from the Vedanta. So everybody see it? Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartaha. Those for whom the artha, the final, the purpose, the end goal, the final understanding, Sunishchita, is the complete, full ascertainment of the Vijnanam, of the particular knowledge in the form of Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman, that is born from the Vedanta. The Vedantas, which are Prasiddha, well known. The Vedantas are the Upanishads. Okay? So that's this person, Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartaha, those people.
What do they mean by well known? What is that?
Means everybody knows what the Vedantas are in the world. Just commonly. When you say the Vedantas, you know what they mean. They mean the Upanishads. Like if you're in India. The word Vedanta, it doesn't mean anything different, anything special here. It just means the Vedantas, the Upanishads. That's all. When they say prasiddha, it means that which you all know, right? So that which is taken for granted, nothing special being said. It's just what everybody knows. Okay, then it says, it gives another meaning, but this one's good enough for now. Then we'll go, sannyasa yogat, okay? What that means is the sannyasa is nyasaha or tyagaha. The renunciation, sannyasa, and the samyak nyasaha, the complete, full samyak, well done, complete nyasa or tyagaha, renunciation. What of all of the bogas in the world in here and hereafter, all of the enjoyments here and hereafter, renunciation of that means these things won't make me happy. That's what they mean by the sannyasa. But for the yoga, it's interesting. Tasya yogaha. Tasya yogaha, the yoga of that, means what? Aham sannyasi asmi. I am a sannyasi. This bodhaha, this knowledge, this identification. So yoga means the total, the association with sannyasa. So from that association with sannyasa, yoga means in the sense of association, that identification with sannyasa in the form of, in your buddhi, you think, I am a sannyasi. Right? So you're identified with that. I am a sannyasi. Okay? Do you know what that... Because from knowledge, okay? Bodha tasmat, okay? From that knowledge, the knowledge, I am a sannyasi, tasmat, from that. Okay? So sannyasa yogat, shuddhasattvaha, oh, yatiyaha, sorry. Yatiyaha, he refers to...
You've seen that.
For here's what he says for the yeti. It's kind of nice. Krita sannyasaha. For the ones for whom sannyasa has been accomplished. Krita. For them. And we take it, or Swamiji takes it, we all take it. That can mean either guna sannyasa or actually taking the sannyasa. But in who you are, that sannyasa is accomplished. Krita means is done. So the sannyasa, the ones for whom the sannyasa has been done. And he says, Priyatnavantaha, Prayatnavantaha means who are making proper efforts, right, in terms of gaining knowledge, shravanamana nididhyasana. And then he says, Brahma Sakshat Kara Sampannaha, the ones who have gained Brahma Sakshat Kara, a direct Sakshat Kara means it's been made direct and immediate. Sakshat Kara means making something right in front of you, right? Bringing something right in front of you, so there's no distance. It's an experientially present. So Brahma Sakshat Kara means that Brahman, you have obtained the direct, immediate recognition of yourself as Brahman. Brahma Sakshat Kara. So that's the yeti. Okay, the yetiyaha are the ones for whom sannyasa is an accomplished fact, for whom Brahman has become their direct, immediate knowledge, as from before, aham brahmasmi, I am Brahman. Okay? You with me? Okay. Okay, then, shuddha-sattvaha. Shuddha-sattvaha is just what I said. Shuddha, raga-dvesha-adi-kashaya, rahitam. Rahitam means without the kashayas, the impurities, such as raga and dvesha, the likes and dislikes. Okay? Raga, dveshadi, kashaya, rahitam. Sattva means antakaranam. Okay? So for whom the antakarana, for those for whom the antakarana, the mind, is shuddha, free from all of the impurities such as raga and dvesha. From their identification, their understanding, their recognition of aham sannyasi, I'm a sannyasi. Right? Means none of these things are objects of my happiness. That's something that's been accomplished. That person is a jnani. Right? You get it? Am I losing people or not?
No, I don't know.
Okay, good. Nice. Yeah, it's beautiful. So now, let's read this first line. If you say Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitartaha, those whose sole aim or goal is the complete ascertainment of the particular knowledge of the Vedantas, which is Aham Brahmasmi, and whose mind is pure, free from raga dveshas, from that sannyasa buddhi, from their owning of that owning of sannyasa, which is the vairagya, the renunciation. Okay. That's the first line.
Well, that's a great promise.
Okay. Te brahmaloke tu. They, in brahmaloka tu, whereas those, all of them, te sarve, from the end, te sarve, all of those who are in brahmaloka, the highest, parantakale, at the end of time, paramrtat parimuchanti, they are completely liberated at the end of time. Paramrtat. Let me tell you exactly how he does paramrtat. Para, the word para means, it has different meanings. It means but, or the other, but it also means utkrishta, supreme. Like you can say, if you say, I can't think of an example right now, but Parashruti or Paratma, Paramatma or Paratma, it can be the Utkrishta or the Supreme. So here, he's taking it in the Bhasha as Utkrishtat Amritat, that supreme immortality, meaning immortality that is not just a relative immortality, but that immortality which is the immortality of Brahman, of the self, means absolutely free from time. So now, in the second line where he says, see that two? The two is differentiating from the people in the first line. I mean, in the third line down, the first line of what we're doing today. Whereas those who are in Brahmaloka, at the end of time, all of them are completely liberated because of the supreme immortality of the self. Now, there's two ways to take this, and it's a little vague, but let me tell you how it says in the Bhasha. If you have knowledge, at the time of your death. But there are pratibandhikas. You can have what's called a vikrama mukti. It means certain things are to be exhausted and you will hang around some more in different lokas, or you may go up to Brahmaloka and gain knowledge in Brahmaloka. Okay, there's a couple of things. You can gain knowledge here, but it's not quite complete. You can have a vikrama mukti where certain things are exhausted after you leave this body. You don't take another birth, but in time things have to be exhausted. So those are exhausted, and then you achieve liberation. Or you can go to Brahmaloka, and in Brahmaloka you achieve liberation. There's two lokas where you can achieve liberation. This loka, according to the tradition, the Bhuloka, this loka, and in the highest loka, Brahmaloka. And so if you're in Brahmaloka and you achieve liberation, you have to stay, you'll stay there till the end of time, because there's no death in Brahmaloka. You just stay there as long as that particular kalpa of the creation is there. Right? Because in Brahmaloka, and then you will be liberated when the kalpa is gone. You know, when I'm talking about the cyclical nature of creation. So your upadhi will be there in Brahmaloka as long as Brahmaloka is there. When Brahmaloka resolves, then the jivan muktas are resolved at that time. Does everybody understand that? So you can gain knowledge in Brahmaloka. So everybody, including those in Brahmaloka, everybody gains knowledge, because when everybody gains knowledge, you can gain knowledge in this loka itself, and then at the time of your death, you're liberated. You don't take another body. If you're in Brahmaloka, and you gain knowledge in Brahmaloka, having worked out all of your whatever problems might be there, whatever some scars might be there, those are all worked out. You have jnana nishtha. Then in Brahmaloka, when the kalpa resolves, then at that time you also are just Ishwar. You don't take another body. So that's what they're talking about.
What if you don't bother about knowledge in Brahmaloka?
Well, then your time's up when the kalpa's over, and then you start going again. That's why sometimes Swamiji will joke about that. He'll joke about it because Brahmaloka, you get there, you keep a very healthy body, and everything is wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. There's no aging, nothing. But the clock is ticking, and even though it's going to last for thousands and thousands of years, most likely. I mean, what a bummer if you get into Brahmaloka right at the end. But no, so you'll be there for as long as that cult is there, and then you'll continue reincarnating because you don't have a knowledge. You don't have to have knowledge to be in Brahmaloka, but in Brahmaloka you can gain knowledge. Okay,
don't waste your time in this life or that one.
Yes. So let's look at this.
So even if you make it to heaven, you're still not guaranteed.
Oh, absolutely not. Yeah. So let's look at this first here, okay? Because it's time for us to move on a little bit. Is everyone all right with this for now?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay, then my phone? Yeah. You can use the other phone in the bedroom, too.
Okay.
But, yeah. Okay. Let's chant this while and then we're going to take a break, okay? So repeat after me. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitarat. I have to get the Shruti. Just say, Om Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitaratam Sanyasa Yoga Jatayashita Sapaha. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitaratas. Vedanta Vijnana Sunishchitaratas. Sanyasa yoga dhyataya shuddha sattva aa.
Sanyasa
yoga dhyataya shuddha sattva aa. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramrtat parimuchanti sarve. Paramnatat parimuchanti sarve e Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas. Vedanta vijnana sunishchitartas.
Sannyasa yoga dhyateya shuddha sattva aa. Sannyasa yoga dhyateya shuddha sattva aa. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Te brahma loke tu para antakale. Paramratat parimuchanti sarve e. Paramratat parimuchanti sarve e.
Okay, that's good. We'll work on it more next week. Okay, if you could open your book to page 30. And also, could you pull out your vibhaktis, declensional endings? Okay. We're going to, let's look at the declensional endings first and have your book open to page 30. I'm going to talk about these declensions first. Okay. The genitive case really means just of. It shows possession. That's the most immediate meaning, like Rama's hat, the hat of Rama, something like that. The house of my house, right? The house of my father. Possession, okay? And that's what we usually think of genitive. But it's also the object of a gerund. A gerund is an action noun like sweeping, doing, you know, reading, the reading of the book. The sweeping of the street. Right? And so that's, we say that also. Not as often as they do in Sanskrit, but the Sanskrit use of the gerund is very common.
And a gerund is an action
noun like sweeping, reading, doing, you know. It's not really the noun of a sentence, mm-hmm. right? But it's a action noun within the sentence.
And so,
like what I said,
is a gerund, or what's the relationship
no.
to the genitive?
The genitive is really denoted by the word of. But this word of can be used in more ways than just possession. Possession would mean like the house of my father, mm-hmm. right? Or the hat, my hat. That's a genitive relationship using the word of. Okay. There's another way that the word of is often used, and that is for the object of an action noun. An action noun is called a gerund. And an example of an action noun would be like reading, sweeping, walking. In any of these are not the noun, are not the verb in the sentence, but they're an action noun within the sentence. Like, for instance, I lost the book. That's not right. That would be, if I say, I lost the book of my brother, I lost my brother's book, that's a possession. But I would say, the reading of books is good for your mind. Right? The reading of books. Now, reading is a noun. The reading of books is good for your mind. You see? So here, reading is what we call an action noun, and it can play a part in the sentence. I became an expert in this field from reading, from the reading of books. In Sanskrit, you won't say from reading books. You would say from the reading of books. Well, translate that in English, from reading books, I became an expert in the field. But the grammatical construction would be from the reading of books. So you would use a genitive there. And we'll see many examples of this, but I'm just talking about it to you for a little while. Now, another use of the genitive that we'll see several examples of is to replace the verb have or has. In Sanskrit, they don't have the verb have or has. So if I want to say, my friend has a brother, right? Say, I want to say, my friend has a brother. I would have to say that because there's no verb have or has. I would have to say, the friend of my brother. Wait a minute. The brother of my friend Why am I getting confused? My friend, the friend of my brother, the brother of my friend is. The brother of my friend is means my friend has a brother. I think that's right. I don't know why I've gotten confused, but I'll look it up. Hang on a second. All right, just make a note of the, it replaces the verb has or have, and I'll give you the construction later. Oh, here's the example I wanted. Like if I say, there's a sentence here, virayoho yuddham bhavati, there, the fight, there is a fight, yuddham means fight, or a war, yuddham bhavati, there is a war, virayoho, of two warriors, between two warriors. I can say the two warriors have a fight, right? I'll give you more examples of that. I don't know why my mind has gotten confused, but yeah. Okay, so anyway, I've given you three different uses for the genitive. There's a couple of others, but I'll show you when we get to the examples, because it's not obvious. Okay. Locative. Locative means location. So, in, on, at. These type, in, on, at, among. These are key words. In, on, at, among. So,
prepositions?
Yeah, like for prepositions in English. Like if I said, I'm swimming in the lake. That's the location, right? In the lake. I'm swimming in the lake. I put the cup on the table. Location, right? It's there at my house, right? It's at my house. Location. Among all of these, this is the best. Genitive can also be used in that sense, but for now I'll just keep it at locative. Because among this group of people, this particular person is the best at grammar, for instance. Okay, so far? There's also an abstract meaning that has the sense of with regards to, regarding this, in regards to something. That's an abstract. In this respect, that's an abstract sense, okay? Regarding this or in this matter, that's also a locative usage. What's nice about the Bhandarkar and why I chose Bhandarkar is when we go through these sentences one by one, he uses all of these different constructions with just two, three-word sentences, and that's what he's great at. Vocative is just address, like, hey, Rama, hey, Sita. You don't have to have the word hey, but if you were to say hey, which would just be spelled as it sounds, hey, Rama, that's like saying, oh, Rama, which in English we don't talk that way, but in Sanskrit they do. So you can see the vocative used with or without the hey, but often you learn it as hey Rama, hey Sita. Okay. The vocative sense is just like the declension, as we'll see in the vocative, is just like in the dual and the plural, exactly like the nominative, but it'll be different in the singular. Okay. Okay, so we'll go through these in more depth as we start looking at the sentences, but from now, let's look at the construction. just go to the ending nouns. We're just going to look here on our sheet, and then I'll, after we understand it, I'll put it on the board. Okay. For the genitive, you can see the form is ramasya, right? The substantive is rama plus the ending sya. No problem. Rama plus sya or ramasya. Okay. Now, for the neuter, also if we used pala, it would be exactly the same. Because the neuter nouns are the same from the instrumental on down. So if it's ramasya, it would be using pala, palasya. Okay. Now, look at ramayoho. You see that? I'm going to explain this to you first. I want you to follow, and then I'll put it on the board. Okay. So try to follow just orally first. The ending is os. But you have there ramayoho. So there's a sandhi that's taking place. The sandhi is this. Rama becomes rame for no reason except that you have to memorize it. Rama becomes rame. Rame plus os is going to be ramayoho, where a takes its semi-vowel equivalent, which is ai plus os. So ramayoho. Do they remember that? So ramayoho, rama becomes rame. Then the a plus the os becomes semi-vowel equivalent, a becomes ai plus the os, ramayoho. Os means oho, okay? Where the is, it's always changed to visarga. So that's the rule for that one. Let's, everybody remember it? Remember the sandhi there? Where a takes semi-vowel equivalent becomes ai? And then I plus O would be ayoho, or ramayoho. Look at the last one. The affix, the ending is nam, with a dental na. Rama becomes long a before this nam affix. And the na changes to lingual na because of that ra. Do you remember this? A na changes to na within a word if it's preceded by a ra, even if a vowel, a semi-vowel except la, or a guttural or palate or labial come in between.
That's the killer rule.
That's the killer rule, right. So you have to get used to it in your mind. You don't really have to remember that rule, but you have to remember that na often changes to na when a ra precedes it, okay? So here, ra, ma, nam. And it so happens that the ma, the becomes long before that affix, so ra, ma, nam. Rama nam. The same for pala, for the neuter. Pala nam. There's no reason for a change. So you keep the dental. Pala nam. Everybody with me? Let's look at the locative. The ending is e. Short e. Rama plus e is what? A plus e? A, rame. See that? Locative rame. A plus e is a. Ramayoho. Genitive and locative duals are always the same. Okay? So ramayoho, ramayoho, same sandhi. The plural, rama becomes rame before the locative plural ending. And he puts the ending as shu. I'll just leave it as shu. It's actually su that changes to shu, but rame shu. So pale shu. You need to know that rama becomes rame. Okay? So that would be rame, ramayoho, rame shu. Pale, palayoho, pale shu. Let's look at the vocative. As I said, in the dual and plural, the vocative will always be just like the nominative. So, ramau, ramaha. But the vocative for the singular is rama. Visarga drops. It's the same as the substantive. Okay? Okay, good. And for palam, pala, pale, palani. Exactly the same. Okay. Now,
if you need to know here, just put it on the board.
genitive. Rama Sasya. Ramasya. Next one. Rama plus Po. Pos. Where the is will always change to Visarga. What you have to remember is here, before taking the termination, Rama becomes Rame. Has to be memorized. If I say no reason just because, the real reason is there's a sutra that tells you this. Right? And that's the reason. They don't go into any long explanation about why. They'll just say before os, Rama becomes Rame.
But you said you don't even need to remember that.
You don't.
To remember Rama.
Yeah. But I want you, I'm telling you all this because I want you to recognize the pattern here. Now you've got an A that's Sandhi with an O. A plus O. That means that the A has to take its semi-vowel equivalent, which is Aya. Semi-vowel equivalent of A is Aya. Okay. So Ramai plus Os becomes Ramayoho. Very good. And then for the plural, all you need to know is this. Rama, before the ending nam, Rama takes the A becomes A. And then killer rule. Rama nam. Because of the A. Right? Rama nam. Not because of the Ura. Okay? Bear with me? Genitive, locative. Rama plus the affix E. What's it going to be? L plus E. What's L plus E? A. A plus C is A. Then the dual will be the same. In the locative, Rama, when followed by Shu, becomes takes A. Rame plus Shu. Rame Shu. After these are all memorized and by heart completely, and we've learned some of the consonant ending nouns, I can go through just for your interest and show you all of the details of how these things are changed. But I don't want that right now. I want you just to memorize them. Okay? Just extraneous baggage unnecessary. Yes. So all you have to know here is Rama becomes Rame, Rame Shim. You don't even have to know that. You have to memorize it. Right? Rame, Rame Yoho, Rame Shu. But all you need to know is Rama becomes Rame before Shu, Rame Shu. Okay? And then, for that vocative. You're going to have to always memorize the nominative singular. I mean, the vocative singular. The dual and plural will always be exactly like the nominative dual and plural. So, Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha. So, in the vocative, Rama, as opposed to Ramaha, you have to memorize Rama, Ramau, Ramaha.
And then the difference again is clear by context between the vocative dual plural and the nominative.
Context only, yeah. Yeah. Is everybody okay with this? The only thing, the genitive is exactly the same. Can I erase this? The genitive is exactly the same, except here, if there's no otter in the word, of course that's going to be true for other masculine nouns, but say the word poa. So if there's no, whether it's masculine or neuter, if there's no r, the killer rule is not going to apply. And so you're going to keep your dental. So you're either going to say like Rama Nam, Nam is an ending, or Nam, depending on whether there's a r preceding. Okay? Okay, let's go to the masculine E endings. Okay, this is easy. You learned the ablative last week, and the genitive singular, you notice, for Hari, the genitive singular is exactly like the ablative singular, Harehe, Harehe. The ending is us, and A plus us, the A will drop. In external Sandhi, if you have an A followed by the letter A, the A will be replaced by Avagraha. But if it's internal Sandhi, it won't show the Avagraha. So the affix is us, Hare plus us. Hari becomes Hare. To that, the us is added. The A drops because of Sandhi, and you get Harehe. So we did that with the ablative. The genitive is exactly the same. So Harehe of Hari. Then Hari plus os. Simple Sandhi. Hari and O, E plus O. Yo. The E changes to ya, right? Hari plus O, E plus O is yo. Hara yoho. Semi-vowel equivalent. Hari plus os, hara yoho. Everybody with me on that? Hari nam. Just like Rama nam. Hari nam, exactly the same rhythm. And it's a lingual na because of the ra. So Hari becomes long, Hari, Hari nam. Everyone see that? Like Rama nam, this is Hari nam. And of course, if there was no R there, it would be a dental na. Let's look at the locative. Hari is the E is dropped and it's replaced by the affix au. The E drops and you just replace it with the affix au, memorization. So it's not har yao or anything. Hari drops and replaced by au, har yao. Har au. He says it very simply, there'll be a sutra for it. The preceding E is dropped before au. So Hari becomes harer plus au. Harau. And then Hara Yoho, same as in the genitive. And then Hari plus Shu, Hari Shu.
Nothing. Just Hari plus Shu, Hari Shu. No problem. Right? Let's look at the vocative. Again, the dual and plural will be exactly the same. Hari, Hariyaha. But the vocative is Hare. Right? Hari takes guna, becomes Hare, memorized. Now you understand Hari Rama. You know, Swamiji, Hari Rama, Hari Rama, 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 Hari Hare. Those are vocatives. So Hare, Hari, Hariyaha.
Hare and Rama are both vocatives.
That's right. It's just, you know, calling to the Lord. Hey Rama, Hey Rama, Hey Hari, Hey Hari. Hare, Hare.
Did you ever say Rame?
Rame is in the locative, singular. Rame is locative singular.
Oh. Right, I see.
So, does everybody see? Let's just take a look. Hold it on the board here.
For the genitive, Hari becomes Hare, memorized, plus the termination us, and this is true for both the genitive and the locative. For both the ablative and the genitive. When you have an A coming together with an us, with an a, the a drops, and you get Harehe. Because the visarga, the iswa was changed to visarga. So you get Harehe. And you have an A coming together, internal sandhi, the a will drop, and you get Harehe. This is the same as the rule where if you have a, like, Rame, and then you have Asti. This is external sandhi, Rame, Asti. In this case, it will look like this. The A still drops, but you'll put an Avagraha. This is external sandhi, two words. Internal sandhi, you don't have the avagraha. The a just drops and you get harehe. Still a followed by a. A followed by a. Internal sandhi means within a word. You're adding a termination or something or forming a word. Then the a will drop and you get harehe. Right? Here the a is replaced by avagraha. So, Harehe is the same for the ablative and genitive. And then, if I have Hari plus Os, the dual ending, E plus O, semi-vowel equivalent. Semi-vowel equivalent of E is Ya. So, this would be Hariyoho. Hari plus fo, yo, Hariyoho. Okay? Then, the plural, the E lengthens. Hari nam. Like, same thing happens with Rama and Pala. Hari nam. This is enough because of the ra. Otherwise, if that ra wasn't there, it would be enough. Like, say, if I used pati. Or Pesha means horse, pati means lord. Ashwanam, Patinam. There's no ra there, so you use the dip. Locative. Hari
is the E is dropped and replaced by ow. There's no Sunday. There's no Sunday at all. It's just the E is the E of Hari becomes Har because the E is dropped plus ow. Har, Hari, E drops, becomes Har, plus Al, Haral. Right?
Har, why did the E drop again?
Rule.
Oh, okay.
No reason.
Okay.
Haral, then Har Yoho, and then Hari plus Shu, Nati. Hari Shu. So Harao, Harayoho, Harishu. I like to put those two lines just to show you that they're the same. But Harehe, Harayoho, Harinam, Harao, Harayoho, Harishu. Okay. And then Vokarev, you have to memorize it. Hare. Hari takes guru, you can say Hare. And then Hari, like the nominative. Hari Yaha. Dual and plural, same as the nominative. Hare, different. For the nominative, it's Harihi. The vocative, it's Hare. But Harihi, Hari, Hari Yaha, Hare, Hari, Hari Yaha. Okay, so vocative just means address, to call somebody by their name. If I were to say, Uma, do you understand this? Uma is vocative. If I say, Uma, do you understand this? If I say, Uma, that's vocative. Right?
Will you go through each of these and sort of give us a sentence?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do lots of them, lots of sentences. You need to understand how the genitive and locative are work?
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Okay. Like, a simple sentence for the genitive. I gave the book of Hari to my friend. I gave Hari's book to my friend. The book of Hari. The sweeping of the streets is done by the street sweeper. That's genitive. Okay. Locative. Say if I use table, I put the book on the table. I went swimming in the pond. I saw the movie at the theater location. Right? In reference to what I did, in reference to the book that I was quoting from, or in reference to this topic, that's more abstract. Regarding this, I did such and such in regards to that. That's more of abstract use. But in, at, among is vocative. Among all these choices, that one is the best. Okay. See, among is like a group. They're picking something out of the group. Or among all of these over here. Did you get it?
Yeah, it's just interesting the different things that all come together under that same heading.
That's right. And but, you know, context, you won't even notice it in context as long as you know it's a locative. What preposition you decide to use is usually always taken care of by the context, as we'll see when we do some sentences. Okay? Everybody all right with this? Okay. I'll just talk you through Vadi. Vadi is easy. Go to the neuter. There are not very many neuter e-ending nouns. But nevertheless, the basic rule for neuter e-ending nouns is that if the termination that we're adding on begins with a vowel, a na is added, is prefixed to the termination. So look at the ablative that we did last week. You have the termination us for in-ending nouns. Vadi plus us, since that begins in a vowel,
it takes a dental, it takes a nasal termination that changes to na because of the ra. It takes really a dental nasal, but that dental nasal will turn to a lingual because of the ra in vadi. So you have vadi naha. And in the genitive, it's the same affix, us. Vadi plus us. A begins with a vowel, so it gets prefixed to it, a nasal. So you get vadi naha. Look at the genitive dual. The ending is os, like in all the others. Vadi plus os. Os begins with a vowel. You prefix an n to it. Vadi naho. Right? Look at the plural. The vadi becomes vadi, becomes long. Nam, vadi nam. Hari nam. Rama nam. Pola nam. Exactly the same. Go to the locative. The locative, the e ending is short e. E begins with a vowel. Na is prefixed to it because it begins with a vowel. Vadi ni. Vadi noho is exactly the genitive and locative duals are the same. The ending is os. Vadi plus os. Os begins with a vowel. Prefix an a to it. Vadi noho. Look at the plural. Vadi just takes shu. Just like hari, vadi shu. Look at the vocative. Vadi or vade. There's two forms. Vadi or vade. You'll find that, especially when we do some of the feminine set, certain ones will have two forms. So vadi or vade. And the other two are just like the nominative. Vadini, vadini. Vadini, vadini. Okay? Everybody okay with that? Go you.
In the palat, it mentioned the instrumental has supposed to have all that under it, right? The palat, I think. Is the palat in the
which one?
Palena.
It's palena.
I have that right.
Okay. There's somewhere.
Yeah, I noticed it too.
Where? What's the problem?
No. It's. I thought it had a. But it actually would be Palina, not
Palin. No, Palena. Palena would be Hindi. Palena. But Palat. Palat.
Right, yeah.
That's correct, okay? Okay, we're just going to spend a couple more minutes now. I want you to just look at page 30 and 31 and 32. I tell you what we're going to do next week. Look at just go to look at 31. Look at page 32. See all these sentences here? I'm going to do all these sentences next week. We're not going to go forward in the grammar. This is going to give you a chance to really memorize. Go to page 34.
Next week we're doing 31.
Next week, what I'm going to do for you, and you can work on it if you have time, but I will do each sentence like nara nam pal. Palako Nripaha, among the people, the protector is the king. And we'll just do each sentence. We're going to go through all of them. So you can do some on your own, but I will take you through each one with a sundi and the meaning and talk about the cases. But now look at page 34 and 35. This is what you're responsible for, what I'd like you to have memorized. Keep working on memorizing these. The ending, the M-E ending, the neuter And those are the handouts that I've given you. This on page 34 and 35, they're using different words, but they're the same. The masculine and neuter endings and the masculine and neuter E endings. These are what I want you to really just... You're going to have 2 weeks. Actually, now look. You're going to have some time to get these down cold, right? Because we're going to have class next week. The week after, I'll be gone. So that gives you 3 weeks to have these, to really know these backwards and forwards. Ramaha, like this. Ramaha, Ramau, Ramaha, Ramam, Ramau, Raman. Just so you can do it. Just do this. If you can do this, it'll make everything really easy.
Okay, what is Balakul?
Palaka. Palaka is a protector. Palakaha. Nipanam, no, Naranam, among of the people.
Right.
The protector, Palaka.
Oh, this
Palakaha. Palakaha. Palakaha Nripaha. The king is the Palaka, is the protector. Naranam, of the people. Everybody get the assignment? Make cards. You know, and just practice. You can, doesn't matter how old you are. You can do it. Yeah. Yeah, repetition. You can get it. Let's do our point on the deaf. We'll stop here. Okay? Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shanti.